is there a method to accommodate them by doing just one more court? Certainly would be cheaper for us to just add one court up at Lyons Legend. Well, I don't know about that, but that's what they had claimed, and maybe the thing to do is to get with all the people with pickleball and say what's the most desirable. Because when I looked at Todd's letter, he's like, well, we need things that you're not going to be able to get here. So why make it a what was the term they used? That it was going to be a courts, 8 pickleball courts to accommodate league play and rotating pickup games. Now, the Franklin Rec Department is charging, I think, $20 or $15 a person. So we're going to build the courts, and we're going to maintain the courts with our DPW, and they're going to collect the funds. Well, that doesn't really seem like it helps out the city very well. And maybe we need to have a better control if we're going to be collecting funds for pickleball courts and high-maintenance courts. I'm already hearing that the tennis courts that was just put in already needs maintenance. So you got to think about, Glenn's asking for 4 more DPW people this next budget.
I assure you,
I think it's all. So, well, I just want to, for the decision up here. So for every court you put in, every court that needs maintenance, every court that's going to need future maintenance. So what about if you just did half and left them in a spot where you could add another half later on maybe? Or it doesn't have to all be done this year because we're meeting the park impact fee budget. Certainly putting in that trailer.
How about we just take care of this problem first and deal with the pickleball problem as we go?
However you want to do it. I'm just letting you know.
Let's just take care of this.
So maybe that or makes me not need to ask more questions about it, but are you proposing deal with the park and not the pickleball courts?
I stand by my recommendation. Take 6, grab 4, and move on. Grab 2.
Okay. I guess I would alternatively say that I think 3 would be better, but obviously the Planning Commission go the direct. Yeah, I think 3 of the 6 out there should suffice for the most part. And no offense to anybody who's a pickleball enthusiast. I have heard of pickleball before this packet. I had a coworker who was very passionate about it. I think that you have cycles of popular sports, whether it's pickleball or any other activity. Tennis has been around a long, long time. And as I understand, pickleball, although not ideal, can be played on a tennis court. So I would not agree with tearing out of tennis courts anywhere. I mean, the tennis tournaments going on at the highest level are fed by tennis players all over the world, really, that grow up playing on small parks or wherever. So the one other thing that I was asking, I know this has been a long time coming, but would it be appropriate to table this in order to have a public comment period so we could get residents around the park available to come in, whereas, as I understood what was said before, that was not available to them due to the Safer at Home order. And if that's not a good option, fine, but are we better off letting this go to the next meeting or in 2 meetings so that the residents all around this can have the opportunity to come in and comment on it?
I've had a decade at least working with the neighborhoods in this district. I think I can pretty well represent them that the additional parking is not their favorite thing. And if we do cut down on the pickleball courts, that would mean you would have less parking to build, which probably would be helpful for the budget as well. But other than that, I don't really see a big need. If you can come to some consensus about the number of pickleball courts, and that would drive what the parking lot would be, because it's, I mean, that's 28 more extra parking spots on the end of a dead-end street with no future emergency road to the north. It just, it's not really sound planning at this point, so I would just say come to some consensus on pickleball. I love the idea of the three that Patrick has. Four, I could live with four. You start getting more, and what you're looking at is a big high fence when you're sitting at the pavilion. Think about a big high fence that's right up against the pavilion on that whole side right next to the pavilion. That's what you're going to be looking at, is a very tall fence instead of, you know, having more open space on the back side of the pavilion. If you've been out there, the back side of the pavilion opens up with a beautiful view to that whole conservancy area. It gives a great view for the people trying to watch the baseball games. Great view for them warming up in the multi-use field. And it also allows a really good view for the playground structures for parents. I think you can come up with a recommendation and move this forward. It's been 2 years since there's even been grass out there. We're way beyond the code for runoff and situations. I know Grief is ready to move forward with something, so if we get a consensus, that'd be great.
Commissioner Haley.
Just a brief comment. Again, I have some experience in this. But it's very often the case that
at home. The point is the way that we would usually deal with something like this. If I'm understanding it, we're not being asked to take any specific action tonight. We're being asked to make recommendations to the council. The council is ultimately going to have to decide on this and take the flak from the opposing sides of the neighborhood until it's resolved, you know, how we're decided to put this in. The point I would always recommend is what we try to do in planning is you can phase these things, accommodate it so for future use that it can be added onto. You could put 2, 3, 4 in and plan for a second phase. You might see a change in demographics over 5 years from now. By the time you'd be building those courts, there may be more demand for an ice skating rink or something else like that. So you keep your site plan open so that you have the ability to expand and to adapt to new changes. My concern, as I said earlier, when you start jamming this many of any type of courts in here, it starts pushing the dominoes all over. And I think we're moving too fast. The recommendation should be that the council should determine what assets that neighborhood and that park really should have. We're recommending, we like what we see here. The council just needs to make a call on it that they're going to be able to stand behind, because you're going to get calls from both sides saying, where's my basketball courts? Where's my sand volleyball courts? And every time I go there, I can't find a place in the parking lot because there's pickleball in there. I'm not saying it's bad. Put the right thing in the right place. Build the pickleball right. Give it the amenities it needs. I see residents saying, we want benches, we want bike racks. Spend the money on that. You can always come back in 2 years and pop in a couple more courts.
Commissioner Burkhart.
I'm kind of on board with the reduction in the number of pickleball courts as well. I think I'm receptive of what's being said, that the necessity for this many for the anticipated use right now might not be appropriate. The additional question that I have, though, is we've got a proposed 10-foot-wide asphalt pathway to the west and an existing asphalt pathway to the east. The only thing that interconnects them is the parking lot. So the only way to travel from east to west or vice versa is through vehicular traffic. I think it would be wise to add a small branch path to the north of the parking lot to connect those two so that you don't have pedestrian and bike traffic going through the parking lot.
Alderman, do you know why there... I see our 1 foot. Are these 1 foot contour lines? I'm just wondering why we jammed all the courts on the south side and didn't take anything to the north.
It's because of the grade.
Are those 1 foot lines or are they more than that?
I don't know what they are, but it's a very steep hill and it's very wet up there. So that's part of the thing that Grief has to do. The proposal, they have to come and do wetland delineations because there's many perched water tables up by the school, and that wetland that I did with one of my first projects that got me involved in the city, there is a perched area that's, you know, higher than I am, where water's just coming out of it, and it's, there's a big sedge meadow. So all of that water that is in that woodland tree line runs out of that field into that whole hill area, and then runs down. And you've had Leroy, you've heard him come to the meetings and complain about where they placed that playground, and that playground is wet, and it's in water. Well, that's what's going on there. You've got a lot of water going on there. Very expensive grading project to put things up in that area.
Anyone else? Alderman Dandridge.
I'm going to agree with everybody that the comments that were stated, but Commissioner Leon, Commissioner Haley is correct. There will be a public comment period at the common council meeting. So anybody that doesn't like what is being presented here can voice their opinion at that point. I think there's been enough public hearings that the alderwoman has had in regards to this. This has been fine-tuned. In regards to basketball courts, there is a school. I think it's got some basketball courts back there at Pleasant View. So I don't think we necessarily have to do it, because the school has made a decision not to provide tennis courts. So as a community, we're providing the tennis courts, and now we're providing pickleball opportunities because they don't have it. I'm wondering what this gap is between the tennis courts and the pickleball courts. What? Pardon?
We have a storm sewer running down through there.
Oh, I see. Okay. And, yeah, it's engineering. And also, I wouldn't make it an odd number, because that doesn't help you. If you're going to cut off, you go to four, okay? Because you're going to need that amount of space. So, but we can fine-tune that at council in regards to that. The basic layout, the basic plan, hey, is this good enough to go? Is this adequate? Granted, it's never going to be perfect. There's going to be concerns about egress and safety concerns and alternate access. Hopefully we can address that once the subdivision to the north gets addressed off of Marquette. That'll be, we've looked at plans, but they're all up in the air and nobody knows where those projects are going. But I'd like to move forward on this.
Commissioner Morrow.
So the consultant, I've actually asked him to have a design proposal ready for the common council meeting with a couple different options, but I think I'm hearing too wide of a variety, so I'm probably going to ask them to hold off to the next meeting so common council can actually give a little bit more direction, nail down something. Do you really want to add basketball, that kind of thing? And then so that way they just have to come to us with
the only option I heard was relative to the pickleball courts. And I'm going to make one other suggestion, but the only option I've heard is pickleball courts. I didn't hear anybody vehemently want to add basketball courts.
Okay, well,
but the issue here is,
but I've heard anywhere from three to the eight, so I guess I'd like to,
well, yeah, I'm going to say you got to do round numbers, but my suggestion is the drawing shows adding the path from the new parking. Path ought to come from the existing parking. What good is a new path that we need coming from something that may not happen? So bring it down to the second to the last parking spot. Right? Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Or around from the path. You can come along the path.
Oh, whatever, I don't know. There's smarter people than me to do this. And I want to make a point. My expensive ice skating rink, which I probably won't do because the first guy to get carried off it would be me, is merely a hose and a fire truck with water. That's how expensive it is. So don't anybody tell me it's breaking the budget.
No.
So anyway. Mr. Morrow.
So the ice skating rink was discussed, and I learned quite a bit about ice skating rinks. The concern was is that when you put them over grass, it would be too tough on the turf.
Yeah,
for the ball fields.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on the
ball field. And we were We actually asked the question if we could put on, say, the tennis court or the pickleball courts, and that was poo-pooed, so.
Yeah, because if it gets down in the cracks, you bust up. Yeah. No, you just put it on. Hey, we're known for our quality turf, which is usually big, fat leaves and little yellow flowers coming out of it. Also, I do want to point out that our pavilion use on the weekends is off the charts, but it's typically people from out of the city. They typically don't reserve the structures, and they typically wreck them. So there you go. Sir, Commissioner Hogan.
I just want to put my input, too. I agree with everybody. I think we should do it, lower the pickle court number. I agree with Mr. Haley on that. Mr. Burkhart's mentioned about the pathway with the emergencies. I agree with all that. I can feel Alderwoman Wellheim's wanting to get this going, and I agree with her. As an alderman myself in years past, I know 2 years, that's a long time. These constituents want this. I think that we should move forward with it.
Could you just... Yeah, it's, make them six instead of... Six instead of nine. Six instead of eight, sorry. Commissioner Haley.
If I might, in reference to basketball courts at school, it appears they have two full courts and two half courts there on the asphalt. That probably needs some work, but apparently it's being taken care of.
And keep in mind, the tennis courts are straight to pickleball as well. So there is ability to play more pickleball on the tennis courts.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of the conceptual site plan for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park with the exception of striking two pickleball courts and moving the pathway to connect to the existing parking lot? Well, let's do it this way. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Just a quick question. Is that inclusive of connecting the two pathways, the existing asphalt pathway and the proposed new pathway, so that traffic doesn't have to go through the parking lot? Bike traffic, pedestrian traffic isn't going through vehicular traffic?
We could make it, well, it doesn't specify, so the city engineer heard you. Okay, well, let's add that with the request that the existing pathways connect. Is that part of your motion?
I didn't make the motion.
Who made the motion?
I agree with what you said. I said so moved.
So Hogan, is that part of your amendment?
Yes.
Is that part of your second?
Yep.
Okay. Well, clear?
Yeah, just a comment. I do think that four would be a better number, but I would go along with six.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.